Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you are listening to Culture Builders number 96, The 5-10 Way. So last Friday, I was discussing the importance of procedures and gave an example of, one of my examples I gave was that of this challenge that we face as coaches, where a lot of times players kind of walk onto the field or walk into the gym and they just ignore their teammates and they ignore their coaches and they just go talk with the people they're most comfortable with. And so a football coach actually reached out to me and he was really struggling with this on his team. He felt like this was a big problem. And so this coach needed some help in deciding on some procedures to implement in this area. And he also faced a big challenge that his team was nearly 80 players and they had a huge coaching staff as well. So as we got talking, we realized that, you know, it'd be really ridiculous and impractical to expect all 80 players to greet each other. And even if you were to pull it off, it'd lose its meaning very quickly, because the purpose behind this is that we would just want the players to start to acknowledge each other a little bit more and to build little moments of connection and, you know, help people to feel seen. Well, a great strategy is the 10-5 rule, or 10-5 way, and that was started by the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. And the 10-5 way is a behavioral procedure for all the staff there. And if a guest walks within 10 feet, they must make eye contact and smile with that guest. And if the guest walks in 5 feet, they have to say hello. And the impact of this procedure has actually had a really profound impact on their customer satisfaction and employee retention. And it became so effective at the Ritz-Carlton, obviously one of the greatest hotels in the world, that everyone from the Marriott hotels to Walmart and even other hospitals have tried to implement the 10-5 way. And now I could just leave you with this and say, you know, go try to implement this. But I doubt many of us would effectively implement this strategy the way the Ritz-Carlton has, because many people have tried and it just hasn't worked for them as well. So there's a great story from Sean Aker's book, Before Happiness, that not only kind of justifies the effectiveness of the 10-5 way, validates that, but also kind of gives us some perspective on how to effectively implement it. And that is, the story is of the Ochsner Health System, okay? And so they created this formal training for over 10,000 employees that included doctors, nurses, administrators, techs. And they trained them to smile. They trained them to say hello to any patient or any employee. And the second piece is, in their yearly performance review, they were evaluated on it, even doctors. And so in his book, Sean Aker discusses how skeptical he was as a researcher, you know, forcing people to smile and say hello. You know, like, should they be focused more on other things, or wouldn't they be more focused on other important things? Would people just look for loopholes? Also, wouldn't forcing people to smile lack authenticity? You know, and Aker's skepticism was really shared by many at the hospital. But over the study of this, but over the 6 months, they had a study on this. And things really started to change in the hospital. And those that were resistant to the change, the negative Nellies, those people actually started to join in. And even the patients, their body language and their communication changed, and they started to join in and adopt the 10-5 rule subconsciously. Now, let me quote directly from Anker's book, because he kind of discusses in a really great way the results here. But what those skeptics had momentarily forgotten was the scientific and direct correlation between patient satisfaction and successful outcomes on everything ranging from cardiac recovery to orthodontics work. Study upon study showed the best doctors are the ones who know how to connect with their patients. It's not just because they make the patient feel warm and fuzzy. Patients who feel connected to their doctors are more likely to follow the treatment regime and return for vital checkups. So what's this got to do with a football team? Well, it's just a simple strategy to implement to improve the behaviors, to improve the connection. And at first, it may feel forced. It will feel forced for many. But over time, it can be culturally changing. But I think the real lesson we can learn from this isn't just of this strategy, but it's also of other strategies. That hospital system, they trained it, and then they evaluated it. And so my suggestion for us as coaches is not just to implement, not just to say, all right, this is what we're going to do this year, but to demonstrate, to train and to practice things like smiling and saying hello as a team, and then to have an evaluation process, a reflection process, right at the end of our practices, at the end of the week, in one-on-ones, to come back and to see how we're doing on that so that we can continuously improve that procedure, that strategy. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share with another coach out there, or a few other coaches, or maybe even share on social media. Thanks again for listening in. Have a good one.